The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Is there really such a thing as bro code?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, dude.
But do you think that bro code is greater than friend code if you and a girl are good friends?
It depends how good a friend you
are. Yeah, that was tricky. If you just said like you and your dog, I'd have been like easy. You
know, no, that's
dog.
So wrong.
But, yeah,
so wrong.
Now you're saying a female
Anthony
friend.
A had something happen. Oh, no. And we're going to discuss it in today's episode, today's podcast. One of his good friends is a woman. And something is happening with her man that I think he should tell the woman about. And so that's where we go here. Bro code over friend code over bro code. You decide. Let's take a listen now. Well, we did it. I'm very proud. We managed to take our Christmas tree down before February 1st. Yesterday it came down. Yeah. Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I did it in sections. Hey. Little by little, day by day, just an ornament here, an ornament there, a ribbon
there.
There
it is. Progress is a slow process,
yeah.
But you got
it
done.
It was annoying. But let me tell you.
What was it?
Because
annoying?
I had already pulled down my Christmas tree. I'm in charge of the real Christmas tree.
Oh.
And so I had already taken mine down the week before, and I think she felt guilted into bringing down this tree.
That's not what happened. I just did not want to be in February because you always clown me. I was like, I am not going to keep this tree up. It will be down by the time February 1st comes around.
Damn, so no Valentine's Day Christmas tree?
No,
not this year.
Not this year. 1 year we got to March.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to have a St. Patrick's Day Christmas tree. What's going on? When did you take yours down, Ed?
Mine got taken down in early January before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. While I was still on vacation, so I took it down there. And I was really proud of the way that I did organize the ornaments when I put them back, because usually I just be throwing stuff all around. I put them back into boxes and everything, dog. It's good, bro.
Anthony's all grown up.
When I took mine down, it's literally just yanking it out of the thing. Taking it outside.
The Christmas tree he's in charge of did not have one decoration on it. He threw it up, put some water in there, never watered it
again. It's my Charlie Brown Christmas tree, okay?
All right, National Day, Anthony.
Oh, man. All right. This is the Lunar New Year. It is the Chinese New Year.
Hey,
so, coming to that. It's the Year of the Tiger. All right. We also have National Get Up Day. So, if you want to hear an encouraging story or you want to tell somebody once, today is the day to do it.
Good.
We also have National Serpent Day because somebody decided snakes need a day.
Ugh.
But the biggest one of all, it is the start of Black History Month.
Yes.
Whoa.
All right.
Today is National Freedom Day, and it marks the anniversary of the day President Abraham Lincoln signed the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery.
Absolutely amazing. Now, remember, though, many, many people were still not free for a very long time, which is why we celebrate Juneteenth.
Mm.
We'll get into that another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bro code or friend code? That is the question. So, DJ Automatic Anthony, please explain to me and everybody, what exactly is bro code?
Bro code is a unspoken understanding that men have with another man, right? It's
it's kind of like don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, right.
Just for men, though.
Yeah, exactly.
And just like don't ask, don't tell, we don't like that. Tell.
Women, girls, because girl code is way different than bro code. Yeah, bro code, you don't say nothing, you know, but girl code, you usually run around and you tell somebody right away.
You tell somebody right away.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand. So we're having this conversation. You know, Anthony was at a wedding this past weekend. He comes and he tells me and Otto about a situation with your friend. Is your friend. How long have you known this
woman? Let's call her Maria. I've known Maria,
Maria
for over, close to a decade now, right?
Okay,
and
yeah, she's good friends.
For the most part, we've been friends. We have hooked up twice, so I'm just going to put that out there. All right, that's happened. That's happened in the past.
She wasn't the one getting married, though.
No, she was not the one getting married.
Okay,
she
okay.
was in the wedding, right?
Yeah.
So I'm hanging out with her new man, and we're kicking it. You know, I'm being a good host. She was in the wedding doing that stuff. And we break up for the cocktail hour. They go, and they have some kind of weird conversation. They had a fight at the wedding. Next thing I know, this new dude comes up to me and he's like, yo, what's up with all these single girls from the bridal party? I'm your wingman for tonight. And I'm like, dog, you're in a relationship. In my head, I'm like, dog, you're in a relationship with one of my good friends.
With Maria,
bro. What am I? I don't know. I just looked up and said, hey, man, I ain't even getting down like that.
So now the question is, because Automatic and I are thinking you need to tell, or do you think, because I think you need to call your friend Maria, who you've been, I mean, she's been in your life for a decade. This man is not your bro.
But
there is bro code.
He is not
And there
my
is
bro.
A don't ask, don't tell. And you don't know what their situation is that they have going on between them.
And I didn't see anything going down. Yes. It's just saying that, like, yo, as a man, no, you don't want, like, come on, dog, you don't want to do that, bro. You out here scumming. But he didn't do anything down. He was toting the line.
And but he asked you, and you didn't tell her.
Well, because I was trying to get on the whole too. I ain't got time to juggle your stuff, dog.
Yeah. He goes and tells her, then it's an argument that he's now involved
in.
Yeah,
I'm involved
in,
dude.
You know what he could do? You could do a follow-up call and be like, hey, I don't know if that guy's that great of an idea, but at the time, it would have messed up his opportunity to get some.
Yeah, and then also being that me and her have a little bit of history, I don't want them
She could have thought you'd have just been throwing a wrench, you know, in the whole situation. She could have thought, I mean, because he did hook up with her.
Oh, he just likes you. That's why he said he just likes you. So are you telling her? Are you going to throw a little hint that he's not the one?
Not until they break up. Because that relationship is on a spiral. It's going down.
Should Anthony A. tell yes or no at Dana Cortez on Instagram? The poll is up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, I got bitten by a dog when I was little. It left my face distorted. I mean, that's the only way I can put it. Disfigured is the word. I'm going to give you the list of the top five most family-friendly dogs. That was something we were really concerned with when we brought an animal into our home.
Yes.
In case you missed it, these are three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you go first.
So as many of you probably already know, rental prices across the country have been going up for months. They actually started raising significantly in April. The average rent rose by 14% last year to $1,877 a month, with cities like Austin, New York, and Miami going up as much as 40%.
That's wild. How are people expected to live?
They're not. That's why Joe Biden says that he's going to add 100,000 affordable homes to the United States.
Damn,
dog. He can say that, but it has to pass through the Senate and Congress, and right now they ain't letting nothing pass. Literally, the tax credit stopped because Congress won't push it through. It's all political. People are hurting, and they're playing with lives.
Well, hopefully he can get this through, because they're saying that rent's probably going to go up another 10%.
Damn. And that's hurting makes inflation even worse.
Exactly.
I need Joey B to cancel that student debt, or else the only home I'm going to be in is that affordable living one. Yeah.
That's we don't need Anthony A. moving in with us.
In case you missed it, new research finds that device time at night, I'm talking about your phone at night, is keeping kids from getting enough rest. Researchers say that screen time during the day didn't really matter. But when it comes to screen timing at night before they go to bed, that on average, the kids who scroll on their timeline before they rest their eyes, they lose about 12 minutes of sleep a night.
So I know a lot of parents don't necessarily give their children phones, but they have either iPad or Amazon Fire tablet or something. And if you don't take that out of their hands at least an hour before they go to sleep, their brains are still going 100 miles an hour.
You gotta have a hard shut-off time.
You're 100% right about that, because it's actually saying that the exposure to the electromagnetic field and the blue light is impacting the brain's ability to rest. So you're right.
Okay, that happens to us too, though.
It affects your children, it affects you too. So if you're having trouble sleeping, put your phone away. I always tell DJ Automatic, put your phone to the side, turn it upside down at night, because his notifications go off all night long. They bug. All right, so in case you missed it, if you're looking for a friendly dog to join your family, Scotsman.com has listed the top 10 dogs. I'm going to give you five now. Number five is the Irish Setter. They love long walks and cuddles.
All right.
Number four, the Pug.
I love pugs.
I know you do, DJ Automatic. They have a special affinity to children. They usually become best friends with the youngest child. For some reason, they latch on. Number three, the Beagle. Snoopy.
Cute dogs.
Oh, they love kids and they love to play.
Those ears are adorable.
Number two, the Golden Retriever. Vets say they are extremely intelligent and gentle. They got those soft eyes.
They're smart dogs. They're so pretty, too.
Make sure you have a yard.
Yeah. Or you're going to walk them every day. Yeah.
Aren't they in the toilet paper commercial? They're like the puppies. They are, right? I love those dogs. Yeah. And the number one family-friendly dog is the Labrador Retriever. Friendly, loving, and extremely loyal to the youngest people in the home. So they're protective.
Oh, all right.
I think most people really concern themselves. Well, I did, and I know DJ Automatic did. I didn't want a dog that I know could bite.
Oh, yeah.
Would bite. You know, they're dogs. All dogs are capable of that, but some are more.
So we have two huskies, and they look like wolves, but they are the softest, like most weenie dogs you've ever met.
Ever.
They would never bite anybody. They would never hurt anybody. They're just, I mean, the only thing they'll ever kill is like a small, like maybe a rat or
another small dog.
Yes.
Whoa. or a cat.
They do go after little things, but when it comes to people, they don't do anything.
As husky owners, you have to read about every dog you purchase, you know, whether he's a mongrel, mutt, you know, animal shelter, whatever. You want to make sure that the breed makes sense for your home. And the husky, for us, if you want someone to, you know, be a guard dog, that ain't it.
Oh, really? No, you guys got
to see. No, they'll lick them to death.
Yeah. Can we leave with you as they're burglarizing the house?
Oh, do you have a treat? You're my friend now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Well, the cat's out the bag and people are excited. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are pregnant. Oh. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? And where can you see the photos? Let's talk about this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous People's Birthdays.
We'll start with Big Boy from Outkast celebrating his birthday. We also have Ronda Rousey celebrating her birthday. Harry Styles and the daughter of Kylie and Travis Scott, Stormy, celebrating her birthday.
Rise and shine.
All right, so let's talk about Cardi B. She's so bugged by Joe Budden. In a podcast recently, he called her lazy because she hasn't put any new music out. Oh, she's clapping back.
Practically was saying that I'm not doing anything because I don't have an album out. I don't like that shit. First thing first, let me tell y'all something, right? I have a lot of business ventures. I know y'all been seeing the whip shots. You know I got Reebok. You know I got Facebook.
First and first, I know, girl. You damn straight you do.
Where is Joe Budden's music? That's what
Nobody
I want to know.
Nobody cares about Joe Budden's music.
I used to enjoy Joe Budden's music.
Cardi shouldn't get offended by a man who's calling her lazy when that same man is the one who started the podcast. Come on, dude. He's literally. Yeah, don't do that.
Amen. All right, so let's talk about Drake and his son, Adonis. We've seen the cute pictures of him. He's absolutely gorgeous. But we're finally getting to hear him talk. And obviously, his first language is French. And he's attempting to teach Drake the language.
Can I teach you how to speak en français?
Yes, please.
Grand.
Grand. Très grand.
Tu vas mourir.
Tu vas mourir. Okay, what did you say?
When you're older, you're all broken, and you're gonna turn back into space.
Is that really what you said, or you're just making yourself up?
Yeah.
You're a funny guy.
Of course Drake has a genius kid who can tell you what happens to your body after you die. That's the cutest video ever. Drake's different around his kid.
Of course he is. That's his kid. He's a dad now.
Next thing you know, he's going to be grilling on the weekends. And then finally, let's be real. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky expecting their first child. It made me smile, made the world smile. I've never seen a photo go this viral as quickly as it did. She's wearing the cutest, comfortable vintage jeans, a pink quilted coat opened up, showing off her bump. Aww. I believe the pink coat is because they're having a baby girl. That's what I think.
I see you reading between the lines there.
Some people are like, well, ASAP Rocky's wearing blue. Don't nobody care what he's wearing. I think they're having a baby girl. Go check the photo and just look at her. She's glowing at Dana Cortez on Instagram. She just looks happy. They look happy.
It's beautiful. And like you said, the world smiled. But I wish more people would know the other side of the story of her estranged lover who works in radio. His name is Anthony and is officially back on the market now because Rihanna had a secret baby behind my back.
You wish that was true, but I wish it even more. For the show, I wish that was true.
Just for the ratings alone that it could bring.
All right, go check the photo again at Dana Cortez on Instagram and we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know, the Baja Blast is Taco Bell's most popular drink. Well, it is now being made for grown folks. And you're thinking, well, I'm grown up and I drink it. Hold on. Food news is important today. Hottest hashtags on your Tuesday, the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
All right, so according to the College Board, the SAT will go completely digital by 2024. And the test shortened from 3 to 2 hours. Students will take their college admissions exam on a laptop or tablets at testing centers. It's about time. And plus, it's not so long.
It would have saved me. You know, when I went to go take my test, I actually sat down in the wrong classroom.
Ooh, automatic.
And they started the test, and I was like, and then I was like, I don't have that test. And they're like, you're in the other classroom. So I had to
run
to the other side of the school, and I actually didn't get to finish that part of the test.
A lot more colleges now aren't even requiring the SAT.
So
I think they might be getting rid of this whole thing.
That would have been your dream, huh, DJ? All right, now food news. The Baja Blast, Taco Bell's number one selling drink, is being made into a seltzer. The tropical lime favorite originally became popular at Taco Bell, so much so it'll now be spiked with alcohol since those that started the trend are now over 21, and it'll be available later this month.
Ooh.
Why do you say that?
I'm going to have to skip on that one, dog. I'm going to have to skip on that. Give me a Mexican pizza before I get that.
It's
dude.
Got like a really sweet... I'm not a fan. DJ Automatic likes it.
I like them, but that's diabetes and alcohol at the same time.
No,
they have amazing raspberry iced tea when they have it. Sometimes they're out. If they did that with some alcohol, I'm here for that, dude. But the Baja
look
Blast...
Look at you. I need healthy with my alcohol. Give me a National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with kicking off the Chinese New Year, all right? It is the year of the tiger, and today is the Chinese New Year. All right, we also have National Get Up Day, so you want to have a inspirational story for somebody, or maybe you want to put on your favorite inspirational podcast today to do it, or
look
us.
At that fat picture of DJ Automatic.
Oh, yeah, there
yesterday.
You go. Yeah, go
what
look at that
fat. Inspiration. You know how many people, men are writing me and saying, oh my gosh, I needed this. I think, I don't know if I could do this.
Yeah.
It's rare you see before and afters of
if
men.
If I can go from huge at 250 down to, well, right now I'm probably about 210, 205. You can do it too.
Yeah. Right, Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go check the photo.
But,
I'm not 220.
<Let's get it>. It's National Serpent Day. And Dana Cortez, I tell you about the snake who is killing all the animals?
No, Anthony, you did not tell me about the snake that was killing all the animals.
He was a cold-blooded murderer. Cold-blooded. Nope. All right. we'll wrap it up on the start of Black History Month. It is National Freedom Day.
All right, National Freedom Day. This is the day that Lincoln signed.
Yes, Lincoln signed in 1865 the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery.
Yes, but remember that for many, many months after...
Years after,
people were not freed. They had no idea, which is why we celebrate Juneteenth. And I'll save that lesson for another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How cold does it get in Miami? Well, so cold that falling iguanas is in the forecast.
What the?
Temperatures can drop down into the 30s, which causes a calamity known as isolated falling iguanas.
What?
This is a real thing. Every winter in parts of Florida, weather people, meteorologists, have to make these announcements. So when Floridians are walking under a tree, they need to be careful because the lizard's body is immobilized in the cold and it stiffens up. So its little hands can't hold on. They lose their grip that they sleep in the trees. And citizens are also asked to leave the prehistoric animal alone because as soon as it warms up, the reptile rejuvenates. When it falls, it looks like it's dead. It just lays there. Think about this. You're walking and you get hit by a 6.5 foot long iguana.
It's raining iguanas.
I know. That's how big they are. I know Automatic would scream like a girl.
Oh, I would.
And run.
Let me tell you. It has me thinking. Do you think that they did this since the Ice Age? Because iguanas have been here since dinosaurs.
Prehistoric animals.
Damn.
Yes.
I wish I could do it when I wanted to exit a conversation. Just freeze myself and then be like, all right, y'all, I'm out.
From iguanas, we're going to pigs.
Hey. Okay. Animal to what?
So remember... Remember a couple weeks ago when someone in Maryland got a pig heart transplant?
Yeah. Yes.
Doctors revealed the secret that allowed him to do it. It was cocaine.
Don't get high on your own supply.
Apparently, a tiny amount of cocaine. Cocaine. A tiny amount of cocaine was used as part of a cocktail of hormones and other stuff to keep the genetically altered pig heart from degrading before they could sew it into the guy's chest. They're not quite sure what makes the cocaine make it work, but it prevented heart failure, and no, the guy didn't get high from it.
Yeah. Man, y'all got Wilbur out here doing lines. What's wrong with y'all?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Damn. Yeah, I'm never going to watch Charlotte's Web the same again. What was in that web.
So the homie who got the heart procedure done, he has a pig heart in his body now. He gets to live the scummiest life of all time because anybody who's like, yo, you're such this, you're such this. He's like, I'm a pig, baby. I'm a pig at heart. All right, man. My man, Jeremy, is not a pig at heart, but he is one of the smartest young scholars we have. His name is Jeremy Sweeney, and he actually created a Twitter account that follows Elon Musk's private jet around and constantly updates the location of Elon Musk's jet, right? Now, this was beautiful because it led to Elon Musk offering this man $5,000 to delete Twitter account. But our man turned that down. He said, I need $50,000 or more before I even delete it. So the Twitter account is now live and active. You can follow it at Elon Jet and find out where Elon Musk is.
Elon Musk offers this college student $5,000. That's like half a penny.
Yeah, right?
For us.
And the
$50 million, bro. Ask for $50 million to stop tracking the jet. Otherwise, keep doing it.
So the homie said after he asked him for $50,000 that Elon Musk actually ghosted him. But he was not worried because he said Elon Musk is actually in Hawaii on vacation. He's like, don't worry. He'll get back to me later.
All right. Those are today's WTF stories. We'll be right back coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
February 1st here on the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
We're going to start with birthdays today. We got Big Boy of Outkast celebrating.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud. We never relaxing. Outkast is everlasting.
One of the best hip-hop groups of all time.
Definitely in my top three.
I don't know if there's a more underrated rapper from the South than Big Boy.
You're right. I mean,
he can stand on his own.
I mean, I think it's because of Andre 3000 that he's so good that sometimes people look past Big Boy, but Big Boy is that, he's that good too.
You have to be a real fan of rap to understand the brilliance that Big Boy does, because with his cadence and his flow, it's just, oh my God,
he's a monster, dude. All right, next birthday we got Rick James.
She's a
a lot of people got to know who Rick James is, like, from another generation, not your parents or grandparents, from the Chappelle Show. You know, really, that's kind of how he was introduced to a lot of people.
I mean, regardless of what you think of him on a personal level, he was an amazing musician and made great music. And the last birthday we have, it's Harry Styles' birthday.
Watermelon sugar.
He really has become one of my favorites. I like Harry Styles' music.
It took me a minute to warm up to him, but he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
All right. On this day in 1994, the Fugees released their debut album, Blunted on Reality.
You want a battle swing, I bring, command them in like I was king.
This album sold 12,000 records first week, came out to very mixed reviews. When I say mixed, pretty much bad reviews. The album did not go over well, but they followed it up with The Score, which became
one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time.
It sold 25 million.
There
so
you go.
The fact that they only sold 130,000 on their first album and then sold 25 million on their second album proves that if you try really, really hard at making another album and do a really good job on it, anything can happen.
Life, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Also in 1994 on this day, Green Day drops the iconic major label debut of theirs. It's called Dookie. So this album has sold 20 million worldwide, and Rolling Stone lists it as 193rd of the top 500 albums of all time. And today in 2014 is the day that Justin Timberlake gave the world a free show inside the Super Bowl halftime show.
I forgive him and everything, but I think that was such a... It was a shady move. You know he planned it with Janet. It was done.
I mean, there was no way.
But he let her take the fall.
I was going to say, there's no way that was not planned. She had something covering her nipple. I mean, he ripped it off on purpose. It wasn't a wardrobe malfunction. And for Justin Timberlake to be able to go perform again and they have Janet Jackson still blackballed is just not fair.
It's not fair at all. So hopefully one day we'll see Miss Jackson on that Super Bowl stage too.
And last in 2017, Beyonce shocked the internet when she dropped the iconic photo of her pregnant with twins on Instagram. This picture got 8 million likes almost immediately.
So what? I got 8 likes yesterday. All right, that's the Music Facts of DJ Automatic, only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Only men can understand the importance of a bromance in our life. When it comes to having a good friendship, nobody understands a homie more than his guy friends, which is why every dude out there needs to know the ins and outs of bro code. So we're going to break down the top 3 rules of bro code and the one violation that will end every bromance. I was looking at 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. We're breaking down a segment from earlier where I was put in a predicament of, do I snitch on this homie who wants to cheat on his girl? But I was actually friends with the girl more than I was this guy. So to the first point,
it's a sticky situation.
Homegirls can be bros too.
Yes.
You could have bros, right, in that situation. I did not end up telling.
But you are leaving out one key element to the
damn
whole.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, say it.
You have hooked up with this girl
I
before.
Have, bro.
So she wasn't your bro.
Which is instantly a violation of bro code.
There you go.
Because once you hook up with a girl bro, she is no longer a bro anymore. All right, for those of you getting into a new bromance, number one rule is have your bros back no matter what. All right? Automatically, dude. If you're my good bro and we're homies, whatever you're saying, I'm riding with, dog.
So in other words, she wasn't your good bro.
No. Number two, if your bro asks, if your bro's girl asks you where he is, you know nothing at all.
Like I said, don't ask, don't tell. You don't know, you just don't get involved. How about that?
The next level of being a good bro to that is actually knowing each other's lies. Like me and my one homie Isaac, like, dude, off the top, I already boom, boom, boom. We're like three lies in.
If she comes at you with a certain question, you already know how to answer.
Like, when it comes to lies, me and my good bro, we can finish each other's sentences. We're good like Oh, man. And number three. All right. You can automatically, no matter what, never, ever, 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 ever hook up with your bro's mother, sister, or ex.
That's a given.
That is the most important bro code of them all.
That'll get you beat the up.
That will ensure that you are no longer bros. So as long as you don't violate that, you're good to go, man. And remember, every good homie needs another good homie for advice. So ladies, if you're worried about your man and his new friend, just know that they're broing down watching the game.
So here's the actual question, though. Are you going to tell this girl now that you are not in her presence and the other guy, which you might have, if you would have told her in front of him, that could have been a fight between you and him.
It could have been a fight, and I'm not going to say anything until after they break up.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
But that's another bro rule. If your bro has an annoying significant other, you don't mention anything about that until it's over and done with.
So then she's truly not your bro.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Of all the stories today, of course, you guys, the Two Dudes, One Studio is always hilarious. But the pig heart thing. I mean, we sat here after the WTF, after we were live on the radio, and named the top five pigs. Oh, the joke that I made was, no wonder Porky Pig would go, buddy, yubbity, yubbity, yubbity.
He's too yacked out his brain to even get the words out of his mouth.
So we're actually going to do the top five pigs one day on the radio. Was that too much, though, to talk about a cartoon like that? It's a podcast.
No, yeah, we didn't do it on the
air. And they really gave this pig heart cocaine.
So who's bigger, though? Miss Piggy, Porky the Pig, Babe. Mm. Who else is there?
Wilbur. Any more famous pigs?
I don't know. Maybe hit us on Twitter and tell us some famous pigs.
Hit us up. @Anthony8400, @DJ Automatic, @Dana Cortez. More of the podcast now.